lead to the end of diseases like cancer,
Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, diabetes.
The list is endless.
We were thinking of genes in a very mechanical way. We were thinking of them just in terms of the sequence of the letters. We were working out how we could work out what all the letters were in the book.
Scientists estimated that the human genome, the Book of Life, would contain around 100,000 genes.
And then when they started sequencing, they realized there may be 100,000 genes, and then it popped down to 60, and then it popped down to 50. I mean, and slowly it went down to a much smaller number. In fact, we found out that the human genome is probably not as complex and doesn't have as many genes as plants do. And so that then made us really question, well, if the genome has less genes in this species versus this species, and we're more complex potentially, what's going on here?
Now scientists estimate there are probably less than 30,000 genes.
We believed, I believed naively, that we would be able to find the genetic components of common diseases. And that's proven to be very difficult. The idea of a one gene, one disease does not explain it all.
30,000 genes didn't appear enough to explain human complexity. There had to be something they'd missed. The first hints of what was missing lay in the curious paradox of the Prader-Willi and Angelman syndromes. Two quite different diseases caused by exactly the same genetic fault. When Pembrey looked at the inheritance pattern for the conditions, he noticed something even stranger.
What really mattered was the origin of the chromosome 15 that had the deletion. If the deletion was on the chromosome 15 that the child had inherited from father, then you had Prader-Willi syndrome. Whereas if the deletion was inherited from the mother, you had the Angelman syndrome.
It was a complete surprise that the same missing strip of DNA could cause one disease when it came from the mother, and a completely different disease when it came from the father. It was as if the genes knew where they came from.
You've got a developing fetus manifesting this condition. How does the chromosome 15 know where it came from? There must have been a tag or an imprint placed on that chromosome during either egg or sperm formation in the previous generation to say, hi, I came from mother, I came from father, and we are functioning differently. So that's the key thing, that although the DNA sequence is the same, the different sets of genes were being silenced depending on whether it came from the mother or from the father.